Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please, everyone, our Profile This is played.
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth. Earth, Earth, Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. All right, Dave, you understand how this here game is played.
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. You have a choice of one of three stories. Today, we offer you Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Interior decorating, where you guessed the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally, License to Spill, where you guessed the substance that made the mess.
Let's go with Bite Me.
Just eat it.
You're not the first person to tell me that today. All right, they say ordering food online has gained immense popularity and it's become a regular habit for many of us. However, recently there have been increasing reports of unhygienic practices at eateries, especially when the food is ordered through delivery apps. And customers frequently take to social media to express their concerns. This latest incident in the spotlight involves a live critter found in a meal. A video shared on Instagram shows a man pointing to the critter crawling inside of a salad bowl. This incident has sparked fresh debates about food safety and a need for stricter hygiene standards. Now, in the video, he can be heard saying that he received his order from Fresh Menu. That's a popular cloud kitchen. Now, he proceeds to show the bill for four items, but he receives only three of them. He then shows one of the salad bowls with a live creature crawling inside. And he says, quote, "After seeing this, I don't want to open the other two." And he requests that they investigate the issue. Now, after the video was shared, Fresh Menu, they were very quick to issue an apology and assured the proper action would be taken. The question is, what was crawling through his salad? Was it a caterpillar? Was it a mouse? Was it a worm? Or was it a roach? So caterpillar, mouse, worm, or roach, what was climbing through his salad? Which is just another reason I don't eat salads.
I think a mouse, they would have felt it when they put it in the bowl. So I am going to go with roach.
Roach. Okay, Dave. Don't know Baltimore.
I'm going bigger, going roach. Home. Ted, I'm going mouse.
What did he order again?
A salad. It's just a salad. I don't know what kind of salad, but
I'm kind of with you, Miles. I think, you know what? I'll go caterpillar.
Caterpillar.
Caterpillar. Okay. Just to mix it up.
What was in this guy's salad? Was it a caterpillar, a mouse, a worm, or a roach? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. We return to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories Bite Me on Profile. This, a customer ordered food and found a critter crawling in his salad.
Yes.
He did not eat the salad.
He did not.
Question is, what was that thing crawling in a salad bowl? Was it a caterpillar, a mouse, a worm, or a roach?
And Dave, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery. You went big or went home. You know what? You can leave early, buddy. It was not a mouse. The Ted Smith, you went with the pre-butterfly, went with the caterpillar.
Correct.
It was not a caterpillar. Dave, that leaves you. You went with a roach.
Ha!
Nope. Third item's a worm.
A worm.
A worm. Do worms crawl or do they wriggle? Like, to me, to crawl,
they kind of slither.
Right. If you got legs, you can crawl. If you're a snake or a worm, to me, either you slither or...
If I find a worm in my lettuce at home, it just goes out the door. I still eat the lettuce.
Do you?
Yes.
That's I don't know, worms man. Worms live. Yeah, but the worm probably pooped on it.
That's why I washed the lettuce.
I'd say that's why you washed the lettuce. No, I'm with Miles on this one. There's all kinds of bugs all over your stuff.
What if it's a roach?
If it's a roach?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Just light it up and call it a good night.
What about the caterpillar?
Yes.
The caterpillar, for whatever reason, will bug me the least.
Yeah.
Like the mouse, like, no.
I know it's going to be a butterfly.
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah, if I let it go. You know, whatever. Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, the Jimmys,
Fallon and Kimmel,
or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right through the tunnel. These guys have teams from talents and writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or can it be a The Ted Smith original?
This is a wild story out of Chicago. A video is floating around of a cop pulling a coyote out of the refrigerated lettuce section of the store. Unfortunately, the cop was not able to locate the roadrunner, though.
The Ted Smith.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, that was me.
That's good.
Have you seen that video yet?
I read the headline. I've not seen the video.
It is insane. And the coyote jumps right back in.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
At that point, you go like that. Tase him.
In a new interview on Joe Rogan's podcast, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg criticized Apple and said that the rival tech company has not really invented anything great in a while. And I gotta say, there's nothing like hearing you're out of good ideas from the guy who invented threads.
Fallon.
Colbert.
Myers.
In a new interview on Joe Rogan's podcast, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg criticized Apple and said that the rival tech company hasn't, quote, really invented anything great in a while. And I got to say, there's nothing quite like hearing you're out of good ideas from the guy who invented threads.
Dunkin' Donuts announced a new partnership with DraftKings. Soon you'll be able to bet on what passenger goes full Karen on the flight attendants.
Colbert. No, Fallon.
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 Delta Airlines just announced a new partnership with DraftKings. Yep, soon you'll be able to bet on which passenger goes full Karen on the flight attendants.
Yeah, we're going down, but I bet the plane was going to crash.
Right.
Dunkin' has partnered with a personal care brand to offer a new collection of deodorant, shampoo, conditioner, and body wash in a Boston cream scent. And in a related story, Ben Affleck's been eaten by ants.
Seth.
Yes.
Dunkin' has partnered with a personal care brand to offer a new collection of deodorant, shampoo, conditioner, and body wash in a Boston cream scent. And in a related story, Ben Affleck has been eaten by ants.
I bet Affleck actually smells good.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a real, like, manly kind of scent he's rocking there. And then he says, I say, hug me closer, Ben. All right, you guys want some wildly shocking celebrity facts?
Sure, yeah.
All right. Dennis Rodman. You guys might know this one. Wildly shocking fact about Dennis Rodman.
Everything.
He's a diplomat to North Korea.
He has broken his penis while having sex on three different occasions.
That's not shocking.
I wonder if it breaks in the same place. Like, you got a bad angle, that's the one.
Right, and it goes back to the spot.
Is it the same area?
You know when you're a kid and you're out in the woods, like, or you're picking up sticks? Sometimes it's a short little stick and it's hard to break it.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about that.
I remember when that little video came out. We talked about his contused penis.
Yeah, it's contused.
Yeah, it's wild. Osama bin Laden was a huge Whitney Houston fan, even had a plan to kill her then-husband, Bobby Brown.
I'd heard that one before, which is such an odd, random thing.
No wonder he never toured in the Middle East.
Not to America, except that Whitney Houston. I kind of like what she's doing, though.
What's the play there? Hey, I killed your husband. Come on over here.
Well, I think, Mike, it's a little bit of a different mindset when you're running one of the biggest terrorist organizations in the world.
That's a good call, Ted.
So, yeah, I think it was kind of like, I'm going to kill her husband and then take her.
I'm going to take her.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. That's like, you'd be shocked, though, how many performers go over to different Middle Eastern countries. And
they get paid a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Yeah. It's like the golf thing.
And you'd be shocked how many of Osama bin family members were living in the United States and could play a private show for her in a living room.
Let's see. Terrence Howard, he's convinced that 1 times 1 equals 2.
He seems like someone who would be. He has this whole theory about it. He and his then-wife, they would spend hours trying to come up with like these 3D models to prove his point. I'm like, if it takes you months and 17 hours a day to prove it, it might not be true.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll be the idiot. What would 1 times 1 equal?
1.
Oh, I see. Right, 1 plus 1 would be 2.
That is correct. Yes.
But what's 2 times 2?
4.
4.
I'm with Howard on this one.
Oh my God.
Something ain't right here. You know what, Terrence, me and you, and Affleck, because he smells good. So that's weird. Also, when he was a kid, this one might ruin Christmas. He watched his dad stab a man to death while they were waiting in line to take pictures with a department store Santa.
Yeah. Apparently, dude he stabbed dropped an N-bomb on him because he thought he cut in line. Dad turned around and said, oh, okay.
Is that fighting words?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fighting words? Is it stabbing to death words?
Depends if they can hold their blade.
Yeah. Man.
I mean, if you want to get stabbed, say that. It will happen.
I just can't imagine watching that as a kid in front of Santa.
You think he still got his picture?
I doubt it. The elves are probably like, we're going to clean up the blood now.
I'll bloody prop him up there.
Yeah, the poor little elves. Like, okay,
it's a wreck.
Okay, folks, we're going to clean the blood.
You'll never know.
Finally gave those kids something to cry about.
I do find it funny when people get really annoyed with those lines and stuff at the mall. It's like,
what did you think was going to happen?
The elves are high school kids. Like, chill out.
Right.
Actually, the one elf I saw, my kids were super young. It was a Pacific place. They got Santa. They're going to get their picture taken. They looked as miserable as any kid sitting on a stranger's lap. But the elf that is explaining the pictures you can get and all this was the dude that we called the Subway Nazi that worked at the Subway around the corner from our old studios.
Yeah.
No matter what you ordered. Okay. Like, I'm not ordering it for you.
I wouldn't do that.
Right, exactly. And then I saw that dude dressed as an elf. He had a little pointy ears. And I'm nudging my wife going, listen, I know you don't know who this guy is. He's the farthest thing from an elf as is humanly possible.
Correct.
But there he was.
Let's see. When Angelina was Jolie, she hired a hitman to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, to kill her.
She hired her own hit person to kill herself.
Because she didn't want, if she committed suicide, she didn't want her family to think that they had done something wrong.
Oh.
So she wanted to go down that she was murdered, and then, you know, no family member feels like they did something wrong.
Wow. Okay.
But the hitman talked her out of it.
Now that's something.
That is wild.
Now, this is what I do, but I'm telling you, this is stupid. What?
I can see it.
Oh, from her? Sure.
No, from him.
Oh.
Like, why? Because what I do is kill people that need to be killed.
I mean, based on someone else's opinion.
True.
And you don't ask a whole lot of episode, well, why do you want me to do this? It's just kind of like, who is it? Give me the info.
Right. I can see it.
Mike and I like info before we do the hits.
Ah, I see.
We get to decide.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, you got the money? She says, yeah. All right, then.
Can we have sex first?
Off we go.
you think she would.
I mean, look, dude, no one's going to know. Look, I'll tell you what. No money needs to change hands here. I will do this for you if we can just have some sex.
But then they'll leave that.
Because then Brad Pitt and I are Eskimo brothers.
Somehow that seems
Billy
worse.
Bob Thornton and I, Eskimo brothers.
I'll kill you, but first I want to have sex with you?
Problem is, I can't tell anybody.
I know, right?
That's right.
No, man, that was me.
These are wildly shocking celebrity facts. Samuel Jackson was kicked out of Morehead College for his participation in a protest, which members of the school board were held hostage. One of those hostages was Martin Luther King Sr.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Yeah.
He was there, too.
Morehouse, very famous, historically black college.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson was raised by his grandmother, but he was told that she was his mother. Then he was told his actual mother was his sister. He didn't find out the truth until his mother/sister died in 1974.
That's the insane part.
Mm-hmm.
Is that he didn't find out until she passed.
Yeah.
Jeez.
She got pregnant super young, and, you know, at that time, didn't want to say anything to anybody, so her mom said, look, I'm going to raise him as my own. We're going to say here as a sister. I want to say they're 18 years apart or something.
Yeah. Mick Jagger has a son who is younger than his great-grandchild by 2 years.
See, that's not hard to believe. That is not a shocking
fact. No, that's one Rigo, of course.
Yeah.
Al Pacino. I mean, there's a list of guys like that.
So some of these are kind of dark. These are wildly shocking celebrity facts. This is what I say best for last. Jack Black. His mother was an engineer named Judith Love Cohen, who helped create the system that rescued the Apollo 13 crew.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty significant,
right?
Man.
That's awesome.
That is a
blast. You're just an actor and a musician. I mean, seriously, I'm sorry, man. Mom trumps you.
You write goofy music.
Yeah, whatever. And I mean, people like Jack Black and stuff, and Tenacious D, but that's just, he is so goofy. You're just like, Jesus, man, your mom was a...
Like, but he's a smart dude. You know, he's ridiculous, but you know, when you cut through it, you're like, okay, this is an intellectual dude here. He's just silly.
Yeah, and a lot of those comedic actors are that way.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Like Will Ferrell's movies are pretty dumb and stupid, but he strikes me as a highly intelligent individual.
He's a very intelligent individual.
Dan Aykroyd, you could question his comic ability.
He's a lunatic,
but he's a genius.
Right. He is a very smart man.
You know, Dan Aykroyd, he's got a whole series on the History Channel now.
Yeah, it was like unexplained or unexplored or...
Yeah, he's into all that stuff.
Yeah, remember, we had him in for the interview when he's doing the Crystal
Head
vodka. And I mean, he just went off, man. And you go like, but it was interesting, if nothing else.
I still just wish that vodka was better.
God, no kidding, man. The bottle was awesome. I was excited
for it. Dan Aykroyd. And it's like... It's just not that good.
No. Yeah, stick with that, brother. Good God.
Yeah, I have a buddy that turned those into Christmas decorations.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he just put little lights inside the skulls.
Not a bad call.
I want to say, Mike, don't you still have a couple that you decorated? Or did you?
No, I did have the bottle, though.
For some reason, I felt like you had a couple of those bottles sitting around. You were still coloring them up and decorating them and stuff.
I don't remember what I did with that bottle. I might have finally gotten rid of it, but I did have that bottle. So I saw it, I was like, that's a badass thing.
It's a cool bottle.
I didn't even know that it was Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just thought it was like, that's badass, I want that.
I used to have a friend of a friend that was kind of he was a stranger dude, right? But he hated drinking water out of plastic bottles.
Okay.
So sometimes you'd be sitting there with him, and I'm like, I know you don't drink, but like, are you drinking?
Oh, you thought you're drinking straight vodka out of
He would use liquor bottles. To drink water, and he's like, well, people throw them in recycling, so I just collect them. And
I'm
like,
no way. I was going to say, well, how did they get empty if you didn't drink lemon?
Right, but I'm just like, that looks very strange, man. Like, again, you're, like, I think I've even said, like, you're a strange dude. I know it's water, but, like, why risk it?
It's just a bad look. That's all. And I drink a lot, and that's a bad look.
Right, Mike and I were saying, I feel weird sometimes drinking a glass bottle of Topo Chico in the car. It feels somehow illegal because it's a glass bottle, but it's like, it's not. But either way, don't drink your water out of tequila stuff. I think I was talking about it earlier today about Hard Knocks in season. The in-season episode, this will be the season finale of that one. I'm going to watch it just because I am very interested to see what the Steelers say after they lost in the playoffs and lost 5 games in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, and tonight's headlines are brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What? Our top story. We go to Virginia, where nobody values integrity anymore. A man had used an undisclosed app to solicit the services of a local woman who agreed to meet him at an apartment for sex. He paid the woman $100 through Apple Pay, and they met up at the apartment, laying in the bed for a while before agreeing to shower together. That's how we're going to get things going. He stripped down and got into the water, but got a little suspicious when she didn't join him. He got out of the bathroom and looked into his room and found she had left, along with his wallet and his phone and his keys and the car that he had parked outside. He called local authorities with the help of his neighbors, who were able to track down his car and arrest the woman. The man, however, is not facing any charges in Virginia Beach for prostitution, but he did lose his job over in Hampton with the police department that he works at.
Oh, no.
if he hadn't done it on Apple Pay and paid her in cash.
Right. They didn't say why he lost his job, though, Miles.
Oh.
You know, the media reached out for comment, and they said, yes, he's no longer employed here. They said, why? They just neglected to answer that.
But you know why.
At least he took it out of his jurisdiction.
You know, that's a good point.
You know,
at least do it somewhere else.
Right. Idiot. Then they caught up to her. She's like, oh, no, he lent me the car. Uh-huh.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly what they do with cop cars.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do. In other news, in Toledo, Ohio, a video is making the rounds of a road rage incident. A surveillance video was posted online that features two cars coming to a stop in the middle of the road, with the lead driver jumping out of her car and screaming at the driver behind her to get out of his. While the other driver declines her challenge, his passenger obliges, stepping out of the car to confront her face-to-face. Now, the pair hash it out in a screaming match before she proposes the ultimate challenge, quote, my man's right effing there. Come and put your effing hands on me. He declines, and the two continue to argue before, you know, for a short minute there before she tells him to get out of her face. Ending it there, he turns to walk away, but she's not quite ready to let it go right there. We see as the woman rushes him from behind, sucker punching him in the side of the head. He responds with a head-on punch of his own to her face before lifting her up and slamming her onto the ground before walking back to the car, called her a bitch, and then the pair drive off, leaving her writhing in pain. Police say there is no report of the incident, and they don't know the identities of anyone involved. It was, as far as conflicts go, a clean one between the two of them.
Sure, sure.
And comments on the video lean one direction.
Well, yeah, look, man, your body couldn't cash that check that that your mouth wrote.
Well, and then Ted was saying that there is an update to that story, that she did actually come out. I don't know if she was altered in any way or if she just has rage issues, but she did say, look, I was at fault. I talked out beyond myself.
They said it was like a Facebook group, and they're like, we got to know whose car this is. And she was like, all right, it was mine. And then the story I was reading, I guess she had some other kind of anger incident before. She had been arrested before, but she basically was like, yeah, I shouldn't have hit that guy.
Yeah.
You like, think she only said that because she got her ass body slammed, or because just the whole thing? I'm thinking it's because she got body slammed.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking out loud, her man who was in the car stayed in the car.
Yeah.
I think she had a previous.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
I mean, right. And like I said,
basically, you're just telling on yourself.
You go right ahead and just get take care of that for yourself. Okay, I'm not getting involved.
There's a local place, and I love this. They have multiple bouncers. One of them is female.
Okay.
And she's like, we get a lot less grief.
Huh.
Because they're not going to run their mouth and say all this crap. When I can go up there, pick them up and body slam, this chick is big.
She'll gotcha.
Beat their ass. And she goes, look, because a lot of things, they escalate.
Sure.
And I go, so you're not going to put your hands on me? She's like, I will. And she's like, and they shut the hell up instantly.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, it's the whole thing, right?
Gotcha.
So she's just like, yeah, that is why I'm here.
Okay.
Cause trouble. And suddenly, you're not quite as brave in these situations.
Yeah, what do you know?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the
equity, baby.
I was about to say, the scales are now matched up here. Okay. I wasn't putting that together. Over to France, where a naive 53-year-old woman was played for a sucker. She opened up her Instagram one day to find a message from Jane Etta Pitt, who we all, of course, know is the mother of Oscar-winning actor Brad Pitt.
Naturally.
The pair talked for a bit before she declared that the woman would be a great fit for her son, Brad, and put the two in communication with each other. She was absolutely ecstatic. She was, oh my God, I'm talking to Brad Pitt. That's when she learned the shocking dark truth of Brad. You see, his bitter ex, Angelina Jolie, Ted, she had frozen his accounts, leaving him with no money to pay for the cancer treatment that he was trying to keep secret from the world.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I've sent her pictures of him in the hospital bed, smiling as if it was a photo shoot. Being the hero, the woman wired Brad the equivalent of more than $800,000 American dollars to help pay for his treatment. As you may have picked up on, this was all part of an elaborate scheme to cheat her out of her hard-earned money, and that wasn't even the real Brad Pitt that she was talking to. It may seem obvious to us, they're taking the opportunity to warn folks that these schemes do happen, and just be careful not to fall victim to it. And I don't mean this as an insult to anybody.
But
why would Brad Pitt talk to you?
He wouldn't.
Right. Again, not as an insult. I'm sure you're a fine individual. Why out of the blue is anybody coming to talk to you?
I don't understand how you fall for that.
Right.
We had said it earlier. You said Salma Hayek. I'm like, even in person, I'd be like, right. BS.
Look, I work in the radio industry. I have met her. If Lizzie Hale reaches out and says, hey, you're kind of cute, I don't believe it for a second.
You're right. Like, BS.
Right. right. You're full of it.
She told me in person.
Did RJ put you up to this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a setup. Where's the camera?
But just in case those stories with a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
A family in New Hampshire is glad that their cat was microchipped after he managed to run away from home. For 8 long months, the family was without their beloved cat, Crouching Tiger, after he got loose. Eventually just accepting the worst case scenario that their little friend was never coming back. That's when they got a call from the adoption center that they had gotten the cat from, letting them know that he had been found and taken to a humane society in Michigan, 700 miles away. They quickly caught a plane and got Crouching Tiger back. The Humane Society used the story to stress the importance of microchipping your animals.
That tells me the cat didn't want to be there and the cat did not want the microchip.
See how far away I can get. Men's Room Sports, you got college hoops on the ESPN channels, FS1 and CBS Sports Tonight, NBA basketball on TNT and True TV, and your Seattle Kraken, currently underway in Pittsburgh against the Penguins over on Kong. Good luck, fellas. As far as your weather, we got some clouds floating in tonight with bouts of patchy fog cooling things down to a brisk 34 degrees. That fog carries over into tomorrow and is expected to break up in the early afternoon to keep things right around 44 for the high. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Lovely Jolene is up next. Your share of 5K a day. Just listen for 1 hour tonight at Odyssey.com or the Odyssey app.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.